Pastor Kalia Chicago in the house, and we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on this thankful Wednesday. We're thankful every day, oh God, but we just want to give you thanks, oh God, an abundance of thanks for the good things you have done. We thank and praise you for being our King, our God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Comforter. You are everything we need. When you said that you would send a Comforter, you were true to your word. And you were not only true to your word about that, but you were true to your word about everything that you have said. Father, so we just thank you and we praise you because you told us in your words that your words shall not return to you void, but will go out and accomplish with that for which you sent it. So we thank you, Lord, that we have seen the manifestation of that in so many areas of our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every caller who has gathered this morning on the TMC. We consider them our family. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, who is just the reason why we are all here. This is the nucleus of it all. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. T.K. Robinson, for Dr. Vanessa, who were faithful to the mandate to establish the TMC call, oh Lord, and look at the fruit that it has borne. Father, we thank and praise you, oh God, for the airways that they are clear this morning. Father, that every word that the speaker brings forth will go forth with clarity. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker, for the word that you have already downloaded on the speaker, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that they are filled with the Holy Ghost and only says what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, as we go into this Thanksgiving season, Father, we are just so thankful. We look at the things that may have been devastation, but what Satan meant for bad, you took it and you made it for good. And, Father, we thank you that we have a history with you, that no matter what is going on in our lives, we can always look back at how you have brought us through. And, Father, you told us in your word that your word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So we thank and praise you that we can stand on the precious promises that your word shall not fail, that your word does not fail us. Now, Father, as we go into this season, as I've said, there are so many of us who have had loved ones to go on to be with the Lord. Let tomorrow be a time of memory, Lord, a wonderful time, knowing that they are at home with you. Father, that it will be a joyous time. We pray for the comfort that we still need. Now, Lord, we lift this day up to you. We ask that you bless it, Father, and ask that you order our footsteps. We give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we love you, Lord. And we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and just help us to walk like you, talk like you, think like you. In Jesus' name, amen. I praise the Lord for you, my TMC family. I am so thankful for this call, and I'm thankful for you, and I love you. And I now turn it over to our host, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there? And everyone have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, and I love you. And, Lord, I am, too, also thankful. And I received that prayer because my loved one went home to be with the Lord during this time. And God is truly a loving God. So we welcome you, TMC family, and we are glad that you were here with us on the Master's Call. And this is a mighty call. It's a powerful call. It's a loving call. And it's a call that was created by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And it's a call that we cry out to the Master. We stand on a powerful scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers, they come before you." You see, God loves us so much, and he knows that when we seek his kingdom, when we seek him, when we put him first, his righteousness, his way of doing things, all the other things that we need, whether it's comfort, whether it's provision, whether it's encouragement, he said it's going to be added to you. So I am truly grateful that he is a loving, faithful God. And because of that, we are being enriched on this call. We are being enhanced. And we're empowered believers as we go forward. I want you to be able to go to our website, read about us, hear more about the messages that are coming forward. And you can do that during this time. You can pass that information on to your family members and on to friends. And the website is the Master's Morning Call. .wordpress.com. Once again, it is the Master's Morning Call www.prayerreport.wordpress.com. And if you have a praise report, if you're thankful and you just want to share that with us, or if you want to have a prayer request and you want us to stand in agreement with you, or even if you would love to be one of the prayer intercessors, and just pour out your heart to God. It doesn't matter. You love him. There's no particular way to pray. It's to pray the word, believe the word, and you too can be a prayer intercessor, whether you're a man or a woman. We invite you to send those requests to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We would be honored to pray for you. We will rejoice with you. And again, that is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Many of us here, we are Artists International distributors. We thank the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Papa Diaz de Leon and your family, for the vision God gave you. And because of that, artist distributors, don't forget to go to your back office and find out what's going on within the company. And to those who would love to find out more about artists, go back to the person who invited you to the call. They can let you know a little more about the Diaz de Leon family, who is sold out to Jesus, and about our products and what they're doing in the lives of other individuals. So I will come back later with additional announcements for you. We have a motivational call, and I'll make sure I give you that number for our own very own godmother, Dorothy Cuckoo, is on the line with us. As a matter of fact, let me just give it to you now, and then I'll just repeat it. The motivational call immediately following this service, I'm sorry, this service, well, it is a service unto the Lord, but following this call is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-pound. So that's the motivational call. And without further ado, what I'm going to do is just let you know about the man of God who's coming forward with the word today. We know Pastor Chuck. We love Pastor Chuck. He's a mighty man of God. He's an anointed man of God. He has a ministry, and he's the pastor of an awesome church that is continually growing. So Pastor Chuck, he's the senior pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in New Orleans, and he's going to bring the word forward for us. And if Pastor Chuck is on the line, please just give me a quick shout-out and come forward. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
This is Dr. V. I don't see him on the board, so I think I will stand in his stead this morning.
Well, praise God. This is our co-founder, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa. She is a prophet. She's a teacher of the word. We love her. She's known as the Mother Eagle. She's been teaching us about Thanksgiving. She is also a senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. Pastor, Dr., Mother Eagle, Vanessa, come forward and share the word with us, and I love you dearly.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And good morning, our TMC family. So excited about Jesus, and Minister Robin, it is so good to hear your voice back on the line. She's been sharing with us, and we are continuing to pray for all of those affected by Sandy as they're in their restoration process. And but just being alive to see another day, we're thankful for what God is doing in that region and all over the country. And I tell you, so many of you are faithful listeners to our TMC call. Thank you for your prayers. I'm sitting this morning in hot Atlanta, Georgia, for your prayers for my mother and I made it here safely for the first leg of our Thanksgiving journey. And she did so well with her 89-year-old self climbing on the plane and going back and forth. We're just excited and just looking forward to a blessed time and continue to keep our family in prayer, as we definitely will be keeping your families in prayer. We're all about family and all about the Master's call. And again, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as I laugh and tell her, she's suffering for Jesus on her cruise with her family. A great time of rest and restoration for her. So please keep her in your prayers. As I spoke earlier this week and continuing for Pastor Chuck, he's had quite a few challenges, but we just praise God that he's going to press on, and prayerfully he'll be back with us on next Wednesday. We talked last week about the history, his story of Thanksgiving, giving God all the thanks and praise through it all. And I gave a text scripture from Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, and encouraged those who weren't on the line on Monday to go back and listen to the message. Just go to our website and click on Monday's message. But we gave a historical background, and today I want to go a little bit more toward the practical. I'm a prophetic teacher, practical. I believe in giving us nuggets for the journey, the day in and day out, how to walk this thing called Christianity out, what it should look like in our lives and our attitudes and our behavior. And the most pivotal nugget that holds the spool, the wheel to so many parts of Christianity is us giving God all the praise. And Thanksgiving, even though we culminate it on the special day of tomorrow, our life should be a life of Thanksgiving. When you open your eyes every morning, it wasn't that alarm clock that woke you up. It was the hand of God that shook each and every one of us, allowing us another day to give God all the praise. And the acronym that the Lord had given me that I had been using for thanks is a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. A thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. So many things God kept us from, protected us through, provided for us. And to stay hopeful. Hope is when you're looking forward to tomorrow that it's going to even get better, be better, because we're children of God and the paraclete and Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So all we can do is be the eagles that we are, and the A of the attitude determines our altitude, how we look in life, the confession of our mouth, what we announce and proclaim and affirm to the heavens decides where we will go in life. And it's just nice to be nice. Some of us, unfortunately, as believers, it's still a struggle to be nice. I always laugh and say, notify your face that God is a good God. Use those muscles to change the atmosphere. Do something spiritual with a smile by shedding the love of Christ abroad. And with the nice of the disposition, let the kindness be your actions, your faith in actions. Be kind to one another. Have kind thoughts. Do kind deeds. Let you and I be Jesus's hands extended in kindness. And the S is the Spirit of the Lord inside of us is our enabler. I love how new revelation is coming to the body of Christ, and many teachers are teaching on grace. We've all been taught that grace was unmerited favor, but we're learning with the Holy Spirit, grace is an enabler. See, many of us are looking back over these past 11 months going into our last month of the year, and we don't even know how we made it. But by the grace, the enablement of that Spirit of the living God inside of us, all we're giving thanks today and every day, all thanks and praise through it all. Monday I gave five principles I just want to state as we go into the practicality of how we're going to walk this thing called Christianity with a heart of thanksgiving out. We talked about first, choose to keep a heart of thanksgiving. You know, the heart in the Hebrew is not the pumping organ of the heart, but it's our mindset. It's our feelings. It's our attitude. Keep a heart of thanksgiving. Even when a fiery dart of evil comes at us, and it will, we're going to choose to look for the good out of the bad. We're going to choose like Joseph in Genesis 50. I love that 20th verse when he tells them, you all meant it for bad, brothers. You know, body of Christ, folks who are holy haters, you meant it for bad, but God used it to build some character in me for his good and for his glory. Choose to keep a heart of thanksgiving, creating character for the conquest. And you have to do that by having a made up mind, being thankful that you have your mind this morning. And the second principle we talked about was give thanks through your test and trials. Give thanks through your test and trials. I love the story of Paul and Silas when they had just been beaten and thrown into the inner prison, not just the first prison. The scriptures are very clear that they were thrown in the inner prison for worshiping and announcing and proclaiming Jesus Christ. And instead of being sad and downtrodden, that's the first real jailhouse rock. You know, they got to worshiping and praising their God. And I love how some preachers say God got so excited, joining in, him and the angels, you know, the backup choir. He got to tap at his feet and shook the jail and set the captives free. In our hearts today, there may be some situations, some circumstances that are trying to burden us, to keep us down. But we go choose joy, joy unspeakable. And when we go through the test, we're looking for the testimony God wants to come out of it. When we're walking through our trials, we're seeing ourselves in God's gym of faith, and we're working our faith muscles because we know, even Psalms 23, you know, we all learned that Psalms, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because why? God is with me. I'm thankful that he promised in his word he'd never leave me, in Hebrews 13. He'd never leave me or forsake me. So through my test, God, what are you trying to show to me? God, what are you speaking to me? Because if it's in my face, if you have allowed it to happen, then you're trying to show me something. The devil ain't that tough where you can't turn it around. So I'm going to give thanks. I'm going to have my old jailhouse rock. I'm going to sing in my old key a new song unto the Lord so that it'll lead to my triumph. Because, see, during those tests, whether we like them or not, our true growth happens, our true development, our true character building. How do we handle it? When we've lost a child that we so believed in. You know, I'm standing on right now on, I prayed, I fasted, I did products with artists, did everything I knew to do, and my daddy's gone. Do I get bitter, or do I trust God anyhow? Or do I say, thank you, Lord, for giving him 88 years? You know, we have to choose from the test. Do we have a testimony? Everybody has a place where they've been disappointed, where they have felt like they've been betrayed, where they felt abandoned. But when we walk through those valleys, do we choose to look to the hills from which cometh our help? You know, I'm from Texas, and I understand the best fruit, the juiciest fruit, the most nutritious fruit comes from the valley. When God puts us in some valley experiences, those roots go deep, and our roots need to go deep in Christ today. Today, as you go through your tests and your trials, God said it can be an entirely different way, but it's all right. We're talking again this morning about the history of thanksgiving, giving God all thanks and praise through it all. His story of thanksgiving, giving God all thanks and praise through it all, having thanks, a thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. That third principle I talked about Monday was give thanks even for your enemies. And I love, I always quote this from Mike Murdoch, and I try to give folks credit at least that second or third time who said it. I heard Mike Murdoch say, their presence is an announcement to a gate for a new season. The very fact that the enemy showed up, that the challenge showed up, it's an announcement in all the heavens that you're transitioning to a new season. Every matriarch, every patriarch that we study, that we glean from in the Bible, there was an enemy that showed up that caused David to confront a Goliath. There was an enemy that showed up that caused Moses to face his Pharaoh. There was an enemy that showed up that even in Paul himself had to go from Saul to Paul and go from city to city facing the Pharisees and the Sadducees, trying to, with heart sincere but religiously wrong, to stop the growth and the freedom of the Holy Ghost. All of us should thank God when an enemy shows up, because I put on my spiritual safety belt and I say, okay, Holy Ghost, let me see what you're working with, how you're going to show up and show out in my life. See, I've learned over the years in ministry, I've learned over the years in life, when the tests, when the trials come, when the fiery darts are flying my way, when the enemies have raised their heads in deceptions and lies, to say, but God, you are my source. My source isn't a job. My source isn't a person. My source is you. And as long as you are in my life, oh, I'm ready for the ride. How are we going to do this? And you know what I love about God? He never does it the way we think. He never shows up the way we expect. He never comes in and solves a problem the way my little left brain analytical administrative mind has thought. And I just have to laugh and say, you go ahead, Holy Ghost. You just go ahead. See, the presence of an enemy is an announcement to a gate for a new season. In other words, that third principle is you're going through a godly transition. Just get ready for how he's going to transition, change, mold, make us into being better believers for him. And that fourth principle we talked about was give thanks for the process that positions us and proves us to be successful. Give thanks for the process, because what is that transition doing? It's positioned you. You were comfortable in letter G, but he said, keep on down the road to letter S. Well, I don't know them folks down in letter S. Well, get ready to get to know them. Well, I need to understand what you're doing, God, before I'm going to do it. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. What God said is don't even try to figure it out. See, trust is you walking by faith. People say, well, I don't see it. Well, faith sees. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. The eyes of faith, as you mature in God, he'll pull back the veil of heaven. And usually for me, let me go and give Vanessa's testimony. It blows my little peanut brain what I see God doing and how he works it out, how he untwists it, how he pushes it back, how he just sometimes destroys it, and he positions us. If you had told me in this season of my life I'd have to relocate back home, I wouldn't have said, no, that ain't happening. But, boy, so many blessings have come out from being repositioned. And he proves us. See, prove in the Hebrew is another word for test. The only place in the Bible where God even used prove me was talking about money. In Malachi, prove me, test me. Give me your tithes and offerings. And so many believers who love God with all their heart are struggling today because they won't do right and they want to hold on and say, God, this is all I have left and this is my bill money. God said, trust me. Because, see, I'm going to move on some folks' hearts who never understood why they're calling you to bless you. I'm going to move on some folks' hearts who are giving you stuff that they didn't even understand why they're giving it. But when you give thanks through the process, when your proclamation to the heavens is my God, my Jehovah Yireh, my Jehovah, as y'all say, Jireh, he's going to supply, he's going to provide everything I need. And even though this job says it's laying me off, or he may be just positioning you to start that business you've been talking about for 20 years and haven't started. When he's positioning us, he's putting us in a place where, like Ruth, highlighted and seen by Boaz, not Bobo, but Boaz. And so when we allow God to position us, we got to have praise, praise, praise coming out of our mouth. And the fifth one we talked about was giving thanks produces and sustains. See, I love that word. Sustain. That means it's not just a quick fix, you know, this is not a Holy Ghost hookup where it was a fix-up that can't stand up through time. See, sustain means generational, that I'll be blessed and my children's children's children will be blessed. You know, Deuteronomy teaches us that blessings and curses go down four generations. When we learn to be a thankful family, we give thanks that produces and sustains holistic growth. That's with a W, folks. W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. See, I'm grateful every day that I look and when I hear the stories of my mother's fathers and their grandparents and their great-grandparents, and I see the love that my siblings, we have for each other, and the love we're showing our children, and we know that that's going to go out to our children's children because it's being sustained because we were taught how to be grateful. See, I remember those stories that my mother used to say that they were so poor. She said, we lost the OR, we were poor, and our mother would wash us in a big tub and bathe us, and even though it might not be much in our stomach, we were taught to be thankful, and how when they got educated, they turned around and helped other siblings, and we never knew and never went without, and we're blessed and successful to turn around and bless our children with everything they need, because that's a sustaining, generational, holistic, serving God, being where it's all about Jesus. Are you growing and producing an environment that will sustain? You know, I always remind us as parents, as leaders, you are mentoring children, whether you intentionally do it or not. They're going to copy after what they see you do. Even coworkers, if you notice, you can just be around people and you start picking up their little phrases, their little sayings, and it got in your spirit. So we've got to choose to say what God says about it. His story of Thanksgiving is whether I abound or whether I abase, I'm going to always lift my hands and thank my God. Oh, today, his story of Thanksgiving, giving God all thanks and praise through it all, a thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. Today, make a decision to go out and tell somebody about the goodness of God, what you're thankful about. All through this holiday, opportunities, not just with words, but with deeds, to be instruments of thanksgiving. That's his story of Thanksgiving. We speak the blessings of God on each and every one of you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word. I will call you back so you can give us a closing remarks and benediction before we leave. But at this time, Minister LaShawn, will you please come forward and give us our prayer request?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Definitely a word to rewind and listen to in full on my behalf. So we bring our prayer requests before God. Father, we come to you this morning, and we thank you so much for this morning thus far. We thank you and are thankful for all you are doing and have done and will do for us, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for the spirit of Thanksgiving, for friendship, for family. But most of all, we thank you for the blessings that you have given to us. We ask now that you please watch over those prayer requests who are spoken and unspoken. We ask that you please go into the hearts of those who are in need of prayer, Lord. We ask that you please continue to give comfort to the Valle family, to the Smith family, to the Preston family, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please continue to watch over Papa Preston, and thank you for giving him another day of life, Father, Lord God. We thank you for those who are with us and those who are with you now, Father. We thank you for the times that you have given to us, Lord. We thank you for the times that you will give to us, Father, Lord God. We also thank you so much for salvation for Richard. We thank you already in the name of Jesus, knowing that he will continue to walk the word that you want him to walk, Lord. We ask that you please watch over Sean. Continue to help him take the taste of addiction out of his mouth. For those who are suffering with the affliction disease of addiction, we say to you right now, Father, thank you for saving them. Thank you for them realizing that there is a better way, Father, Lord God. We thank you for Jackie. We thank you for Joni. We thank you for all those who continuously call and give reference to you. We thank you for them trusting in us, knowing that we are vessels of you, giving prayer requests, Father. So as we close this prayer, we ask again that you please bless those with prayers that are spoken and unspoken. We ask that you please bless them and touch them. We already know that you are healing them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We already know that you are giving that supernatural surge and blessing and putting that super before the natural, Father, Lord God. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Dr. Vanessa, would you come forward, please, and close us out?
Spirit of the living God, we so thank you for this Thanksgiving season. Use this as a time to let your light so shine of your goodness, of your mercy, as we learn your story of being faithful even to America and taking us year after year through seasons of weather inclement and to wars and to peace and to growing and to change. And even today, God, how you blessed America, even in many seasons in spite of America. And this season of Thanksgiving, let us love and embrace family. Be thankful for our natural family and our spiritual family. Father, I speak a blessing on this Master's Call family. Father, today, stir up in their heart all that your kingdom come and your will be done in their life. Let this word of being thankful, giving thanks through it all, in spite of it all, no matter what, resonate in their heart, and that they will go out and be your ministers in the marketplace, showing the love of Christ in all we do and say, in action and in deed, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.